You always hurt the one you love.
Hey, good morning. Hello, my friend. I know this is kind of a funny song for a love gram. It's called You Always Hurt the One You Love by the Mills Brothers.
You always take the sweetest rose and crush it till the petals fall.
So I'll stop it there. I thought it was funny. You know, I love to start with music, and I didn't really have a song to start today. And sometimes what I do, as you guys might remember, is I just type in something into the Google search and just choose whatever the first thing that comes up is. And I can't remember even now what I typed in that this came up, because now it's not showing, but it's kind of funny. You always hurt the one you love. And while I was listening to this start, I was thinking, let me back up for a second and tell you, this Sunday's Love Gram is a little bit related, or actually maybe a lot related, to the one I sent last week, which had to do with be the one to elevate your relationships, be the one to ask the questions that help deepen and nurture and connect you to people, be the one to be vulnerable so that other people then feel safe to be vulnerable with you, and that suddenly you're in a whole different kind of relationship. Be the one was last week's theme. And the thing that I'm thinking about today, first, this is going to be just a short piece, is that yesterday I led a workshop and I led people in making love lists, which is one of my very favorite things to do. I love the idea, for those of you who might be new, a love list is simply a very specific list of reasons why we love someone. And I have prompts that I lead people through. And when we do it in a group, it's especially powerful and profound. And just so happened yesterday that one of the things that came up as a little bit of a theme with some of the people who had shown up for this love list party was that people decided to make, I had built it as, create a loving gift for someone who needs a boost of love, or create a meaningful gift for someone who needs a boost of love, something like that. And a number of people in the group made their list for their spouse. And what was interesting about that is that people said, you know what, this person always seems to come last, even though this is the person I love so very, very much, right? So that idea that it's like the kids come first, my work comes first, you know, the emergencies come first, and then, you know, the spouse. And so I think that was kind of what, somehow I typed in something that led to this, you always hurt the one you love. But this isn't about really hurting the one you love, but actually the opposite. So this love gram is a continuation of, you know, what are some things that we do that elevate our relationships, that really nourish them? And so first and foremost, that came up for me is this idea of, you know, thinking about who are the people that are closest to me that maybe are the ones who don't often get the big surprises or the, you know, phone call out of nowhere, because they're there all the time, right? So we might sometimes forget to lavish that praise and extra love and appreciation on the people that we're closest to, just because they're there, right? Almost an extension of ourselves sometimes. And so I think that was one thing that I wanted to say, because I thought it was so beautiful that these love lists were being made for people's partners who are there day in, day out, and maybe don't always get that kind of specific recognition and appreciation. And I could tell, because it's one of the fun things about doing these when we're all in a group together talking about it, you know, how good it feels for people to be giving that, you know, very much deserved kinds of love to people. So the other thing is something that happened to me is that I got my feelings hurt by someone that I'm really close to. And it was an interesting, it's always an interesting thing, right, when we get our feelings hurt. So what happened is I thankfully It was something that happened over, a written form. So I didn't have that deer in the headlights that can happen, you know, when something happens when we're in person with someone. Thankfully, there was that little bit of, okay, I'm going to pause and not respond to this right away. Because I knew, right? Like, I knew there was something big, if not many things, for me to look at around being hurt. And so this is what I want to talk to you about today, which is that place where we take things personally, where I mean, we might be quick to, like I said, like to be hurt or to feel extra sensitive to something or to feel like, gosh, that was so mean. That was so insensitive. That was so thoughtless. I can't believe they did this, you know, those kinds of things. And what was lucky for me, first of all, it was lucky that I took a pause. And then in that pause, what happened was my boss and mentor, Brendan Burchard, I've said this to you before, he sends out daily audios. He sends out these coaching audios every day. Just so happened that the one that came just when I was feeling so hurt had to do with ways that we separate from people. And I don't want to get into all of that, but what I do want to say is that one of the things that just really jumped out at me from his coaching was that, can we give people some space and some grace? And so when something happens and we get hurt or our feelings are hurt, can we, I don't think he said, can we pause? He actually said, can we chill out? Which is a very Brendan thing to say. But, you know, basically it was saying what I'd already been thinking, which is, I don't want to respond from this place. Oh, and the other thing that Brendan was saying, and actually I wrote this down to read to you because I loved it. He said, your ego takes away what you most desire, authentic, deep, and meaningful relationships. Your ego takes away what you most desire, authentic, deep, and meaningful relationships. And what he meant by that, the context of that was that, you know, we can easily forget that something that feels callous or thoughtless or even mean, maybe and probably likely was not intended from that place. You know, it could be that, you know, there's just a difference like in the way we communicate. It could be that that person was in the middle of something and they rushed and, you know, it just came off differently than really how they feel. And so when I read that, your ego takes away what you most desire, authentic, deep, and meaningful relationships, it really made me think and add to my idea of taking a pause before responding to someone that hurt me or you know, I perceived as being hurt. And what I did this morning then was write down a few sort of questions to ask myself. And I thought maybe they'd be helpful for you because maybe you too go through this. Like maybe you too, and I suspect maybe in some ways you're like me. Like I was just talking to my friend Susan about this today, that those of us who are sensitive, you know, maybe we feel things deeply in the world. We just have like sort of our hearts open. A lot of things can fly in. And a lot of times what flies in can feel so difficult or harder or hurtful. And so to remember that we want to feel sensitive and we want to feel deeply, but that we don't want to necessarily be quick to feel hurt. Now, that's not saying, please don't, you know, don't take this. It's not saying don't feel your feelings, because Lord knows that's like a lot of my recent Love Grams have been about, you know, allow yourself to feel your feelings, you know, let yourself have the emotions that are up. But what I'm asking is to do that really important balancing act of, you know, is this authentic? You know, is this hurt or pain that I'm feeling, is it authentic or is it possibly coming from my small self or ego or conditioned mind or monkey mind? Is it coming from that part that seems to want us to be separate from other people? Just like Brendan said, that part that doesn't want us to have authentic, deep, meaningful relationships. And this is something that we only can get with practice. And you probably know what I'm talking about. And if you've been practicing it, like I have for many years, you know, you see that over time, there's something, it's like almost like can't even describe, but that we just know. So this is what happened. I'll give you an example. So throughout the day, after I paused and didn't respond to this particular written thing that hurt my feelings, throughout the day, my old monkey mind would come up with things to how to respond, right? Well, you could say this. Well, you could say that. Well, you could say this. And I would try them on in the sense of just kind of get a gut check. Is that coming from love? Or is that coming from a sort of quote-unquote lashing out that, you know, in Sherry terms is pretty subtle, but that I know the feeling. Like I know it's coming from hurt or fear. So that's, I guess, you know, it's just something that over time we start to kind of get a feel for. So every time something would come up, I sort of try it on. And the truth is, each time I kind of thought, there's a little snarky something in there, right? Like it might even just be some sort of comma or something that only I know, but I could feel that there was still wanting to make my point, wanting to let this person know that I was hurt. And I didn't necessarily want to come from that until I was clear, and then it could come from a place of love, right? So here's the things I came up with as questions to ask myself before I actually respond. And again, I'm not saying don't say how you feel, don't feel your feelings, of course, but take the pause first to make sure that the way that you're responding is going to nurture and deepen your relationship, right? We can say things that are hard to people, but that still are nurturing. Like, so, okay, here's my question. This is already, I'm at 12 minutes. I can't believe it. Am I coming from a place of love or from fear/victimhood? 2, can I get some clarity from this person without blaming or shaming them? Can I be direct about my feelings and not project what's going on for them? And then lastly, can I align with my real true self and look at things from a wider, higher perspective? So I'll read these to you again really quickly. These are the things that I'm asking myself for this particular situation, but probably it's going to be a framework that I use whenever I feel kind of hurt and I want to respond. That's a way that's, you know, lets them know how hurt I am, or that's maybe not going to be so helpful for a relationship. Am I coming from a place of love, or is it from fear/victimhood? 2, can I get clarity from this person without blaming or shaming them? You know, and that means kind of getting clarity, like, hey, did you mean da da da, or some way to understand where they were coming from. 3, can I be direct about my feelings and not project what's going on for them? And 4, can I align with my real true self and look at things from a wider, higher perspective? So what I'm thinking for myself, again, I don't know in this specific thing how I'm going to respond, but I know that I want to respond with love, and I want to respond with truth and honesty, but in a way that will deepen our relationship and not cause a separation. And all of this is super subtle, but I'm curious as you're listening if it resonates with you, if you know what I'm talking about, if you have, you know, places in your own life where maybe there's that like thing going on with someone and you really love this person and you are, you know, there's a kind of an instinctual like wanting to be right and say, you know, what's true, but in a way that's hurtful versus, maybe I'll take the pause and really look at how do I respond to this person I love in a way that is going to deepen our relationship. And I think that's that's the thing. Because, right, what we all want is we want to be the ones that are elevating our relationships. We want to be the ones that are creating more intimacy, more depth, more spontaneity, more trust, more joy. And I really think that this bit of a framework that luckily just dropped in for me today, I think that this might be one of the ways to help ourselves create more of that, especially when things are, you know, are feeling hurt or they feel hard. I'd love to know what you think. Let me know. Thanks for being here. So happy to talk to you. I'm so happy just like this, you know. I'm just reminded of how healing it is to simply say out loud, you know, what we're feeling and what's going on with us, because it helps to sort out what's going on in our head and to allow us to feel and to have those feelings move through us. All right, sending you love. Bye-bye.